Okay. Latinos for Trump. That is another thing that's all over TikTok right now. And I can honestly say I know why these people are furious. I am laughing at the TikToks because I completely agree. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Flings and Things. I'm your host Moni and I'm here with episode 94 today. And let me just start off by saying, I know I look like shit. It's fucking 61 degrees in my house and your girl is too cheap to put on the heater right now. I'm not even gonna lie. Because obviously I'm starting my new job next week, so I'm waiting for that paycheck. Then maybe I'll use the heater after that. But I'm snuggled up. I'm also wearing black right now to represent the fact that I feel like America is at a funeral for its own life right now. Maybe that's a little dramatic, but that's how shit's feeling. So today I was like debating what to talk about because obviously it's been hard. Well, not obviously to you guys, but to me, it's been hard to like pull content, especially because I haven't made the effort to look for anyone to interview. If I'm being completely honest with you guys, life has been lifing. But I'm very like hyped right now and not in a good way. So let me just preface this by saying on Flings and Things, we have tried to avoid a lot of touchy subjects. And I'm going to be completely transparent. Does that make us fraud? Does that make us a coward? Does that make us pussies, whatever you want to call it? Yeah, I would say yes. I'm going to say yes. I can't speak on behalf of my cousin Drea, but I can speak on behalf of myself. If I'm being completely honest with you guys, I have not really spoken a lot of the things I've wanted to say over the last 2 years that we had this podcast. And there's a couple subjects that I've wanted to talk about, which one of them's immigration and the other one's abortion. Two subjects that are very touchy in our country that I'm very quite passionate about and have been since like I can remember. I want to be realistic here. So probably since middle school, high school, probably high school, like eighth, ninth grade, when we started learning about politics and stuff, started learning about our country's history and how terrible it's been, and how terrible the people that have like took over this land have been, you know, those stories you hear and you're like, what the fuck? And then it got crazier in college, guys. In college, for my bachelor's degree at UCSD, I can honestly say I loved going to a liberal college. And for those of you listening who are like, ew, liberal college, what the fuck? You can fuck off and stop listening to this episode already. Honestly, I could care less right now. I'm at that point right now in my life today in this moment of not giving a fuck whose feelings I hurt. And that's another thing. So going to a liberal college, you professors can speak on kind of and give their opinions on whatever they want to. The school doesn't really put much restrictions on that. And I learned a lot about our country's history that made me pretty furious and not really proud to be here. If I'm completely honest, whether that sounds bad or not, not saying I don't want to be here, not saying that I'm not going to contribute to society like we're supposed to, but just saying that it didn't really make me proud to be like, oh, I'm superior. I'm an American citizen. I'm from America. I was raised in the United States. Like, I'm so privileged. Like, this is my life. We're better than everyone else around the world. Fuck no, we're not. I've known that for a very long time since I was a child. And I know that now because anybody with a heart, anybody who cares about people would know that. They would know that it's not a fucking flex to be over here. Now, are there some aspects of our country that are great, like freedom of speech and things like that? Yes. And I can understand why people come here and immigrate and are blessed to come here and are wanting to, right? Which means our country must be doing something right. Well, they are doing some things right, yes, and I cannot deny that, but they're doing a lot of things wrong. And in fact, we're going backwards to the things that we did not like about this country. And in fact, I'm just confused why everyone's just over here like acting like everything's gonna be okay and it's not gonna affect them. So anyways, that was my little intro rant. So back to what I was saying. One of the reasons why I haven't been political on this podcast is because obviously it's easy to get canceled in today's society. And at some point, I was worried that saying the wrong thing might come off the wrong way, even if my intentions were good. And that was going to be hard. And not really because I wanted to be big or wanted this podcast to go somewhere, which it's not going anywhere right now. And I'm totally okay with that. Because right now I'm using this platform to speak and to fucking talk and speak my mind, because I'm already like, I don't even care. Like, I'm not making money for this right now. I just want to vent to the camera, because actually this is not an open discussion. So if you want to write in and comment about this episode, in fact, please keep your comments to yourself and move the fuck on, unfollow and unsubscribe if you don't like what I have to say. Because quite frankly, this is not a discussion. I'm not up for debate. I'm not trying to go back and forth with facts. No, I'm speaking my mind and what I felt like 10 years ago and what I feel now. Okay. So anyways, the coward in me also didn't want to speak about this. Mainly, if I'm being completely honest, not to offend friends and family, but because of work. I'm in HR. I've always been a manager in all my jobs since I was like pretty much younger, since I started working. And obviously, you want to have a leader who's unbiased, right? Who's going to treat you with respect regardless. And no matter how much I've hated some of the employees that have worked for me, I have never treated them with an ounce of disrespect. I have treated them equally. I've been super friendly, super nice. Given them everything, fair and respect, treated them per policy, what I needed to do. They had no freaking clue that I didn't like them. And maybe hate is a little dramatic. It was not, I've never hated an employee, if I'm being honest. Do they irritate me? Yes. People who I know have shitty views are terrible human beings, literally disrespect other employees. Yeah, not very fond of them, wouldn't be friends with them outside of work, but that's not my job. I'm not a manager who holds grudges. I'm not a manager or a leader who treats people differently and has favorites, quote unquote, and I've always been very big on that. So yeah. And then being in HR, you have to conduct investigations. You have to be, you know, unbiased in that. So having that risk of somebody seeing this, or in the past, like being political or going one way or the other, can technically go against you later, because somebody might say, oh, well, she fired me or terminated me because I'm this, or I go for this, or I voted for Trump, for example. Okay, no, I didn't. You broke a fucking policy. It has nothing to do with anything. So yes, that has been the main reason why I have not spoken my mind on this podcast. Number two would be offending friends and family, which, to be quite frankly, I could care less. I'm sorry. Maybe that's disrespectful, but I don't think me advocating for people who don't have a voice and advocating for people out of love, out of careness, like, I don't see how that's an issue. As you guys can see, I'm already very hyped right now and I'm getting very riled up. So I need to take it a notch back, and I understand that. This is like, whoo, this episode's starting very crazy. But it's because I've been holding my tongue for so long, and I said today is enough is enough. Right now in the media, like, I've been seeing a lot of TikToks, specifically TikToks, some reels, about how a lot of people are going after Latino influencers and going after, like, people who are not speaking up for others around them, specifically their own community, right? So Latinos, okay? Let's talk about that. I understand where they're going after them, but if I'm being quite honest, I'm not even mad at them. I'm mad at everyone. If you're somebody who has the slightest ounce of human decency, that you have a heart, you should be speaking up. You should be using your platform. I don't give a fuck if you're white or black or Hispanic or Asian. You have blonde hair, you have red hair, you have black hair. Your parents are immigrants, they're not immigrants. You freaking grew up in poverty, you grew up in wealth. It doesn't matter. If you have a heart, you should be standing up for what is right. Instead of shying away and being a coward and not saying anything because you don't want to get canceled, or you're scared to lose some of your money or your wealth because you're scared that you're going to lose following or whatever, your audience, right? And I admitted to that as part of my fear at one point, but I realize now, like, my voice really doesn't mean very much. Like, I don't have that many subscribers and I don't have that many followers. So enough is enough. And that's why I'm putting an end to my little cowardness, and I'm having this episode right now. And I look like fucking shit right now. I think for an episode like this, I should have, like, did my makeup, did my hair, like, looked presentable. But no, I'm wearing a black hoodie and a fucking beanie, and I'm here in my living room with no makeup on, because enough is enough, and I don't really give a fuck what I look like. I just need to say something today. Okay. Latinos for Trump. That is another thing that's all over TikTok right now. And I can honestly say I know why these people are furious. And laughing at the TikToks, because I completely agree. what do we want to go through first? Okay, let's talk about Latinos who think they're better than other Latinos, or Latinos who are racist against Latinos. I know some of those in my life. I'm not close to anyone because I would never surround myself with someone like that. But then there's people I also have. They're not like family necessarily, but I know of them. And they have those tendencies where, yeah, like they seem like they think they're better than everyone else. Maybe because they're doing well. Their kids went to college. Whoopee. My dad's a freaking immigrant too. I'm first gen and I went to college. Does not make me better than anybody else out here on the farmlands in fucking corporate America or fucking teaching freaking bilingual classes or whatever fucking job you do. No. Okay. Nobody likes a Latino who thinks they're better than another Latino just to get closer to their whiteness, right? Because yes, I've seen many TikToks. You're not gonna get closer to the whiteness that you wish to have. They're not wrong. You would need to keep marrying white people, and then your kids need to marry white people, and we need to go like 100 years out for you to really get away from that last name, get away from that skin color, that language, everything, that culture, right? And what I don't understand is it's really hard, sorry. I'm like trying to do this in the most respectful way, because I also don't want to be like a hypocrite, right? And I recognize that. I have self-awareness. I'm one to do that. So another thing, people are saying that a lot of these people that are going for Trump, whether they're Latino or not, are not educated. Okay. But this is not about education. Yes, do I agree that a lot of these people don't know what the fuck they're talking about voting for people that didn't read the policies correctly, didn't realize what was going to happen? Yes, a lot of them are probably uneducated. They don't know this country's history. They don't understand the trends that have been happening over the last 100 years. I know those trends because I took a cultural study and a racist freaking class on racism in the United States in college, but many people did not. Half the shit I learned in college, they didn't teach us in K-12 because guess what? They weren't allowed to. Because if we knew that stuff, maybe we wouldn't have voted for this person. And maybe we wouldn't be thinking the way that we think. Maybe we would have a different view on this country, right? Maybe we wouldn't be as proud to be here. And I can get so much hate for that statement right now, because right now I'm not proud. I'm not. I tell Jesse all the time, let's go to Europe. Fuck this shit. Like, I don't want to raise my kids around hate. I don't want to raise my kids in a society like this. I don't want to raise my kids in a country where they don't have rights over their own body, where they're terrified that other family members and friends around them might not be here later. I don't. But then I remember how hard I have worked to get to where I am and what I have established because my father immigrated here to the United States to give us a better life. And for those of you who didn't realize I'm first gen on one side, okay. Yes, yes, in K-12, I always got made fun of for being whitewashed. I grew up in a white area that was conservative and Republican and wealthy. So yes, I don't speak fluent Spanish. I can speak it, I understand it, but my father was not born here. So yes, when I went home, all I heard was Spanish in my household. When I went home, the weekends, I grew up with carne asadas and family parties and merengue, salsa, cumbias, everything in the house. Yes. I grew up with all those things. I might not speak fluent Spanish, but I have cultural background. And I have love for the people that have brought me here and the people that surround me that are my people still to this day, regardless of whether I was born here or speak the language fluently. Okay? I didn't forget where I come from. Like many of you have, I feel bad for you. I feel bad that you've lost a sense of self of where you truly came from, your roots. I'm not saying because you voted for him that you're a bad person. I'm not saying that because it doesn't make you a bad person. I know people that have probably voted for him that are good people that have always treated me with love and kindness and respect. But what you didn't think about were the other people that was going to affect, like, as a result of your actions, right? I'm not saying the other candidate was better. Never said that was true. But one thing I will say, character is everything. I don't care about how many bad decisions a past president has made. A decision, you know what? Much of the time, they didn't even have a choice in that decision, but their name slapped on it because they're the president at that time. But a lot of the things they get blamed for are decisions that they had to, even probably were forced into, then you don't even know. But it's character that should matter. The person who leads this country, who I would want to lead my team, lead the company that I work for, lead anything in my life is somebody who has great character, who has a heart, who loves people, who wants the best for everyone. And I understand that that has a lot of emotion in that like statement, and that a lot of the time decisions can't be based off emotion. Maybe that's why a lot of you think that women shouldn't even be presidents, because we're too emotional. You know what? Whatever. Your beliefs, I don't give a fuck. But my thing is, why vote for somebody who is again and again showed their true colors, right? Like in the public eye, didn't need to go digging for the freaking dirt. He was just saying it out loud. Now people are going to say, well, at least he's not lying. And at least he was upfront and straight up about who he was and wasn't trying to hide it. Okay. I'll give you that. We like a blunt person. We like an honest person. But why would you want someone to lead all these people who is a terrible person? I would never hire a terrible person to lead a team to success. So why would we have a terrible person lead this country to success? Because it's not going to be successful at this point. Okay. And now I'm getting a little too political. So I'm going to back away from him. Okay. I'm going to back away from this because my intention with this episode was actually not to go hard at him, because I'm going to be honest here. I don't have enough facts and I didn't follow and do enough research to like be throwing shit about, like throwing shade at him. I'm not going to go there. I wanted to focus more on just immigrants and the fact, like the Latino community and the fact that there's outrage right now and that there's terrible things happening to our people. That's what I wanted to talk about today. So I'm going to focus on that. I'm going to steer away from that. So, okay. Back to that. So we talked about Latinos who think they're better than others, who are trying to achieve whiteness, whatever the fuck their goals are. I have no idea. And then I also want to talk about, we talked about Latino influencers not saying anything, okay? Like I said, I agree, but I also disagree, because I feel like this is all influencers. Everybody out there who has a voice that can make a difference, that can stand up for people who don't have voices, they should be loud right now, and they are not. There's people on TikTok who don't have that much following being louder than them, and that just shows them right there that they're cowards. And like I said, I don't have a voice either, but I'm trying. Because my heart hurts right now. Like, honestly, my heart hurts. And I'm not an emotional person. And this is not something that we haven't seen before. My heart has hurt many times. I just haven't been vocal about it. I've been vocal about it in my own head, to my partner, to my parents, specifically more my mom. I'll be honest with you. Like, my dad, like, we don't really talk about politics. Also, like, when it comes to this kind of stuff, I'm always talking to my mom about it more. But I've tended to, like, avoid talking to, like, close friends, or even family members that I feel like aren't educated enough, if I'm being completely honest. And they're just going off of what's in the media and stuff. And it's like, do you know the history trends? Okay, like I saw this. I don't think she's considered an influencer. This girl that I think I reposted on TikTok. And everything she said, I was like, oh my God, I know that. Like I learned that in my racial study, ethnic studies background class in college. Like 100 years ago, the same thing that's going on right now happened 100 years ago. And then it happened again. Okay. Operation Wetback. Okay. That word. Yeah. Crazy. That was an actual thing. All these things have been happening over history and it's happening again. And I don't know why people think this is new, because it's not new. The difference now is that people just didn't think our country was going to go backwards. Like everyone's like, what? Everyone's like, oh my God. Like, we're trying to like Roe versus Wade. Like we're trying to overturn that when that happens. Like, oh my God, it's backwards. Yeah, it is backwards. But also like this isn't new news. We've known that many people in office have been against these things since the beginning. The difference now is we've elected someone who's allowing these people to make more decisions. When you have a majority, right? That other, like those decisions are going to most likely pull through. If they're a minority, they will not. Why do you think all the racist people right now think that they have a platform and think that they can say crazy out of pocket shit right now and get away with it? But maybe 15 years ago, they had the same thoughts. This is not new news. This has not changed like opinions or viewpoints. They just shut the fuck up because the majority of the United States was not kind of going in that direction. We were moving forward. So they were probably scared to speak their voice about this shitty fucking views that they have. And I say shitty because I'm not trying to put people's views down, but any person who thinks that somebody else should be like killed or murdered or fucking humiliated because of where they come from and their background, yes, you're a fucking shitty person with shitty views. Specifically, I saw a TikTok that I guess there's like the KKK. I think it was in, you guys can correct me if you guys even know what I'm talking about. It was in Kentucky or Tennessee. I can't freaking remember. I believe it was one of those two states. And basically, they're giving out flyers now. Like, they did that as soon as Trump went into office, okay? They didn't do it before, but did you think they wanted to? Of course they wanted to do it before. They feel safe now because we've elected somebody that has made people that are have terrible, terrible hearts, terrible fucking intentions. They feel safe to do that. That should say a lot about your decision that you have now made to put somebody like that in office. That says enough. Like, I shouldn't even have to say anything else. If bad people feel like they can do bad things now because of one person, we put the wrong person in office. I'm sorry. And now I'm kind of like right now saying that out loud. I'm like, fuck, like, is the government going to come after me? Like, is this what it feels like to like shed light on things? And like, now people are like against you. Like, should I not release this episode now because I am starting a new job? And what if they see it? I don't know. Like, I haven't decided that. Maybe I will cut that part out. Who knows? Like I said, I understand some people's intentions with their votes. I understand it. But what they forgot was the bigger picture. And it's not about right or left. And it's not about who is going to like, this is the thing. People are so focused on prices going down and stupid shit that affects your personal life that we're forgetting about the livelihood of the majority of this country and the people. And maybe that makes me seem like a communist right now, what I'm about to say, but I'm like, this is about what's right and wrong morally. Separating families, like uprooting people's lives just because of like a person's view on why they shouldn't be here. Like, everyone's like, oh, like, we don't want to pay taxes, like, I'm struggling in America, like, this is for the best. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry, I have a kinder soul, maybe I should say that. I would rather pay more taxes if it meant that people get to stay with their families. I would rather pay more taxes if it meant that all the children who are homeless and don't have food are fed. I would pay more taxes knowing that little kids get to stay with their families and people get to avoid going back to the countries that they escaped from because they may have been murdered or tortured or outcasted in those countries. The people that came here when they were young, this is all they know. And now they're being sent back to a country they know nothing about. I would rather pay more if it means the better livelihood of the people around me. And maybe that makes me selfless. And the people who disagree, that doesn't make them selfish. I don't know. If I'm giving my opinion right now, like I said, I was going to. Yeah, I think it does make you selfish. You just want what's best for you. Okay. Every man for themselves. I could see that. I mean, that's the other side of like the viewpoint, right? Every man for themselves. You work your ass off and blah, 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 blah. Okay. A lot of these people that have work visas and people that have worked their ass and have citizenship now, but maybe didn't before, they have worked their ass to get where they are. And they're not trying to take away the other people's rights to do so. So why are you? Man. I saw so many things today on TikTok that just infuriated me. Like, my blood was boiling and I messaged Jesse and I was like, I remember now why I avoided politics for the last, like, I would say 8 years. I was very passionate about a lot of subjects, and once this person was elected the first time is actually when I stopped following politics because I realized their country is a joke. I did. And I've told people that are close to me that. And I just stopped following it. I didn't really follow it in the news. You know, I kind of felt passionate again. A light was like ignited inside of me when the Roe versus Wade thing popped up and was all over the media. And like, they were like, oh, like, they're trying to take it away. And I was like, whoa, what? And so now I'm getting back into it. Now I'm like, okay. Do I need to do something? Like, holy fuck. I wanted to be vocal on Instagram, but then part of me was like, should I? Like, I'm in HR. Like, I don't know if this is good to do this. Like, why am I questioning what's right and wrong? It's fucking right to speak up for people's rights. And then, you know, the last couple years, I was just like seeing things going on in the Middle East. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? And nobody's doing anything about it. No one's talking about it. And I feel bad that I didn't say anything back then. I'll own that right now. And then now this is happening. You know, I knew he was probably going to win. And I kind of just turned the blind eye. I want to thank my boyfriend, Jesse, for convincing me to vote. Because I'll be honest with you guys. I was such a huge advocate of voting. But the last time he won, I kind of like lost hope and felt like my vote didn't count. But realistically, every vote counts. And I'm here to say that now. So I understand the people that don't want to vote, and like everyone's blaming you guys on TikTok as well, especially Latinos who didn't vote. But I'm not blaming you because I understand. Now it's my turn here telling you that you should think twice now, and I should have thought twice the last two elections. Or sorry, last election. We need to say something, and we need to do something. And I'm not here to say like unfollow me, even though I said that earlier. I meant the podcast. But for those of you who do know me, like close to me, and you don't agree with me, like that's fine. Just don't tell me. I don't want to know. Keep your opinions to yourself. I mean, you know mine now, but like, let's just like, it's like a don't ask, don't tell. If you don't want to tell me you don't agree with me, I'll never know. And we can pretend this never happened. I don't know if that's right. Maybe that's not. All I can say, it's about how you raise your kids. And I can tell you right now, I don't want to raise my kids around people who don't have hearts. Because when I raise my kids, I'm going to teach my kids kindness, that every single person, regardless of the shade of color they are, where they come from, what they believe in, they should be accepted and loved. And I'm going to teach them that even the bad people that don't want to love everyone, we should still love them too. Because something went wrong when they were raised. They didn't have good parents. They were raised somewhere where there was hate in their hearts, and we should feel bad for them, and we should send them love. That's what I'm going to teach my kids. And I'm going to teach my kids that we shouldn't judge anybody for who they love, and that we shouldn't judge somebody on the decision they make with their own body because of the circumstances they're in. We don't know what circumstances they are in. We don't know what happened before that. We will never know someone's story. I'm going to teach my kids to love. And I don't care if that means right or left or what that means. All I'm going to say is care about people and love people and stand up for people that don't have a voice. And I'm going to end it there because I really don't have much more to say today. I know that was a lot. So I'm sorry to a lot of you who are probably like, well, Monica, wow, what the fuck? Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Maybe I sounded nuts, and that's fine. But that's a lot of the things that I wanted to say today. I don't know. Maybe I'll go back into it next episode. Who knows? But it's going to be a short episode today, guys. So anyways, subscribe to the YouTube channel if you did like what you had to hear. You can follow us on Instagram and Spotify and Apple Podcasts. YouTube is where you'll subscribe. You can follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Moni.Montenegro. Our podcast is at Flings and Things Official with an N, not and. Yeah, that's all I have to say. I'll see you guys next week. And hopefully you guys don't hate me after this. But oh well, I said what I need to say. Love you guys. Bye.